Okay, let's unpack this. For today's deep dive, we're looking at something pretty radical in the world of executive search.
We are, specifically how it's being transformed for high-level leadership roles across the really dynamic African continental market.
And our focus is this one firm, Atlantic Research Technologies, or RT.
Exactly. We want to understand their methodology, how they source these world-class leaders across a continent with just so much complexity.
What jumps out right away is how they, you know, reject the traditional industry model. They don't have dozens of expensive offices scattered everywhere.
Right. And what's fascinating is this concept they have of being virtually local.
Virtually local.
Yeah. RT is centralized, headquartered in the U.S., but they operate 24/7. Their whole philosophy is that the physical location of an office, it's secondary to deep sector expertise.
So it's about knowledge, not geography.
Precisely. And for you listening, this centralized approach is really the key to overcoming the huge geographic and infrastructure challenges that bog down other firms.
And they back that up with some intense quality control. Every single recruiter has to have, what, 10 years of experience?
A minimum of 10 years. That ensures there's almost zero information loss between the client and the search team. You get a strategic match from day one.
Okay, so let's get into their core process. Yeah. It's all about the direct approach, pure headhunting. Mm-hmm. And get this, they have a zero advertising policy.
Which is wild. They basically see using recruitment portals as a complete failure of their own network.
So no LinkedIn job posts?
None. For them, portals only find people who are unhappy or already looking. RT systematically maps competitors to find what they call passive candidates.
The successful leaders who are already employed somewhere else.
The ones who are excelling. And that mapping minimizes risk for clients because these candidates have a proven, relevant track record in that industry.
Let's pivot to their financial model for a second. Flat fee.
Which is a huge deal. It gets rid of the single biggest conflict of interest in this business.
The incentive to inflate the salary to get a bigger commission.
Exactly. And then there's that guarantee, a 180-day, 100% money-back guarantee.
Wait, 180 days, isn't the industry standard something like 90?
If you're lucky, doubling it like that is, well, it's almost unheard of. It just screams confidence in making a long-term fit, a massive disruptor.
Okay, so the quality is financially guaranteed. But how does a centralized U.S.-based firm handle the, you know, the intense local knowledge required across all of Africa?
They're smart about it. They distinguish very clearly between regions. Sub-Saharan Africa is one approach. North Africa is another. Run through their MENA practice.
Where trilingualism is often key, right?
Absolutely. Arabic, French, and English are often mandatory for top roles there.
And you see a similar linguistic need in East Africa, too.
You do. For hubs like Nairobi or Mombasa, fluency in Swahili on top of English is often a make-or-break requirement for real integration.
But the most nuanced part of their strategy, I think, is the focus on recruiting the African diaspora.
The cultural bridges, yes. This is their secret weapon.
These are people often based in Europe or North America.
Right. They are the ideal hire for a multinational. They have Western trained management skills, but they still have the linguistic and cultural fluency for the local market. They can translate a global corporate model into local success.
Let's quickly touch on their industrial focus. Two huge growth sectors. First up, IT and communications.
With a heavy emphasis on mobile payment services and e-commerce. You know, Africa is actually leading the world in mobile banking innovation.
And the second one?
Energy. That covers the traditional oil and gas, of course, but also the massive demand for sustainable power. Solar, wind projects, all of it.
And across all these sectors, they're looking for leaders with full P&L responsibility.
Full profit and loss. They're sourcing true decision makers.
So boiling it all down, RT offers this standardized, high-value, low-risk partnership. It merges global standards with deep local knowledge, all from an agile central system.
Right. And that leaves an important question for you to mull over. If the future of executive talent in Africa really hinges on finding these cultural bridges and minimizing physical infrastructure, what does that imply for how any company should think about globalization and finding talent in the years ahead?